Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Delek Group Results Conference Call. If you have not yet received a copy of the financial results, please find them on the company's website at www.delek-group.com. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. All participants are present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question and answer session. I would now like to hand over the call to Ms. Dahlia Black, VP Investor Relations. Ms. Black, would you like to begin?
I'd like to welcome all of you today to Delek Group's conference call to review the results for the first six months of 2014. I'd also like to welcome today Mr. Assi Barkfeld, CEO, Mr. Barak Mashraki, CFO, and Mrs. Liora Pratt Levine, Delek Group's General Counsel. Following the summary of the results, management will be available to answer any of your questions. An English translation of our results is available on our website, and we will just provide a brief summary to open the discussion. Here are some highlights from the beginning of the year. From a strategic standpoint, second quarter of this year continued to bring a successful realization of the sale of various non-core assets on an earlier schedule than expected. Our holdings in both Delek Europe and in Barak Capital has been successfully sold. We signed a non-binding MOU for the sale of control in the Phoenix holding, and we are working hard towards the closing of the sale of Republic, and we are in negotiations to sell Roadchef, which is based in the U.K. With these changes, we are realizing our strategy to focus our business and management's time on our assets covering the E&P of oil and gas sector. In light of this, we are examining a listing of Delek Group shares on the primary market of the London Stock Exchange, in addition to our existing listing in Tel Aviv. As a result of our sale and intention to sell our non-core assets, according to the Israeli GAAP rules, the various assets were revalued on the balance sheet, and this led to a write-down charge of approximately 900 million shekel in the first six months of 2014. Excluding these one-time write-downs, the group would have reported a net profit of 189 million shekel in the first half of this year. If we look briefly at each sector, in the upstream business, net income from the sector for the first half of the year was 25 million shekel, an increase compared to a net profit of 5 million shekel in the same period last year. This growth was mainly due to the increase in revenues from the Tamar project. Tamar, together with Ram Tethys, produced 3.3 BCM in the first half of this year. The Tamar partners, including the company's gas subsidiaries, continued their negotiations with Unión Fenosa of Spain to sign a binding agreement for the supply of natural gas to its existing liquefaction facilities in Egypt. With regards to Leviathan, in July, an NSAI report showed an update of 16% in the estimate of contingent natural gas resources by approximately up to a new best estimate of 22 TCF. The Leviathan partners signed a non-binding letter of intent with British Gas on the supply of natural gas to its existing liquefaction facility in Idku, Egypt. We are discussing with them a 15-year contract at a supply rate of 7 BCM per year. In our downstream business, Delek Israel, our local gasoline business, saw net income in the first half of 2014 rise 29 million shekel compared with 19 million shekel profit in the same period of last year. This was driven by higher volumes of sales at the gas station, growth in its convenience store sales, and a decrease in inventory losses of 50 million shekel in the first half of the year. With regards to Delek Europe, we finalized the closing of the sale of this holding just a few days ago to the British private equity firm TDR for 355 million euros. In the U.K., our motorway business station business, Roadchef, saw a net loss of 16 million shekel compared with a net loss of 21 million shekel in the same period of last year. We also announced yesterday that we are in negotiations to sell our holdings in Roadchef. In the insurance and financial services business, Phoenix, our Israel-based insurance business, reported net income of 236 million shekel in the first half of the year compared with 434 million shekel in the same period last year. The results were negatively affected by a decrease in Israeli interest rates. This caused an increase in reserves for pensions and also led to 102 million shekel pre-tax provision for the liability advocacy testing and life insurance operations. In July, a non-binding MOU for the sale of controlling the Phoenix, approximately 40% of our share of the Phoenix, was signed with U.S. company Kushner Funding LLC. As a result, we recognized a 400 million shekel impairment on our investment in the Phoenix in the reported period. Our U.S.-based insurer, Republic, reported a net loss amounting to $17 million in the first half of the year, compared with a net profit of $6 million in the same period. In June, an agreement was signed to sell 34% of Republic for $75 million, and the investors retaining 3-year options to purchase an additional 21%. Given that we are in the final stages of closing the agreement, we recognized here also an impairment of 60 million shekel in the first quarter of 2014. To summarize, we have made significant strides so far this year, and we are quickly moving ahead with our strategy to increase the group's focus on our E&P oil and gas assets. This is very much proven by the sale of some of our non-core assets over the last few months. With the sale of Delek Europe and Barak Capital now behind us, we are looking to continue our work on divesting out of the insurance business also. It has been our goal for some time to evolve Delek Group into a highly focused oil and gas E&P business, and now that we are close to realizing this goal, we believe it is the right time to dual list our shares onto the UK market. To conclude, we believe that Delek Group is a dynamic and evolving company, and we look forward to increasing our importance on the global stage as a leading energy company over the coming months and years. And with that, management would be happy to take any questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we'll begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. The first question is from David Draymond of Draymond Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. I missed the beginning of the call. Can you give a little bit more detail about the listing in London and the timing of it, and particularly why you're choosing London over anywhere else to list?
We cannot give much more information about the procedure. What we intend to do to try to be listed at the London Exchange, the main exchange, based on the annual report of 2014. And we hope it will be the end of the quarter, the first quarter 2015, that means March or April 2015. I don't have more details that I can elaborate.
Okay, I appreciate it. Good luck on the second half of the year.
Thank you.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by and poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Bartfeld for his concluding statement, I'd like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Delek Group's website, www.delek-group.com. Mr. Bartfeld, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, I would like to thank everyone that was on the line, and if you would have any more questions, please call us and we'll try to answer you. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes Delek Group's Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.